We got to give a lot of credit to our offense. We see that tempo. You know, we really do. And then you got to, you know, obviously Coach Meyer is a master at the mind games and motivator and what he does. And you know, we worked it, we talked it. The reality is these guys weren't going to get in any better shape in 10 days. I mean, it's all a figure. It's all in your mind. And you know what? We had guys lose weight. Is that going to make you in better shape? I mean, you're going to be able to go run a marathon? No, the reality is they believed that they were in better shape. They knew they could handle the tempo. And when you believe something, it's amazing what can happen.
Luke, how gratifying is it for you, everything that you've been through when Tress was forced to leave, you had to take over, and then you're replaced, but you stay on, you go through all of this. How gratifying is it for you?
It's one of those things that you don't allow yourself to think about individual things, you know, and we've sold it to these guys. It's not about yourself. It's about how you can make others around you better. Do you really, really believe that? And if it doesn't start at the top, then it's really hard to really sell it to those guys because they're smart and they see it. And at this point in time, it's hard to reflect back and to really think about that because I'm more happy for these guys, these seniors, these guys around us that have battled through this thing than I am for myself, that's for sure.
But a lot of people, though, that would have had the head coaching job to take a defensive coordinator job, a step down, you decided to stay. A lot of people wouldn't have done that.
Well, there's a lot of coaches that wouldn't have kept you on, too, because of the situation. But, you know, Coach Meyer had the confidence and the faith in me, in belief that he knew what Ohio State meant to me. And that's the difference. I mean, this is a special place. I know I haven't been a lot of places, but I'm telling you, if there's another place like this in the country, I'd be really surprised.
The transformation of the defense from the end of last year, those two losses, to stopping the Heisman Trophy winner and two Heisman Trophy runner-ups in three consecutive games. Is that mind-boggling to think about now, looking back on it?
We said at the beginning of the year that we weren't going to let ourselves be evaluated by media and all different things throughout the beginning of the year. It really was going to come down to how we played at the end of the year. And we said, hey, this we got three objectives. Number one objective is to work hard every single day. Number two objective is to take care of your teammates. And number three objective is to focus on fundamentals. If we do those three things, we'll play our best football at the end of the year. And you cannot allow yourself and your mind to wander because people say that, you know, you're holding people back, or you guys aren't, it looks like the same as last year. No. The reality is we were going to evaluate ourselves at the end of the season for what we put on film, and that's what we're most proud of.
How do you overcome four turnovers? Not the way you wrote it up, I'm sure, but what are you doing in that situation?
You know what? Everybody's picked each other up throughout the entire season. You know what? It really is a mindset. You know, I mean, a couple of the turnovers could have been great punts, you know, could have been great kickoffs. And that's the way you got to look at it, you know. And I tell you what, this team really stepped up. When JT got hurt in that team up north game, you saw a little fire reach into some of these guys. You know, defensively, they knew that, hey, this was their time. They had to step up. And I think that was had a big impact on us. And kind of like tonight, you know, they turned the ball over down there. They got the ball on the 20-yard line. And, you know, you saw it. You saw it. It's almost like, hey, we want this pressure. We want to be put on this situation. We want to show you that we can do this, and they did.
Is it a motivator when all you hear about all week is the unstoppable force and Mariota? Do you guys take that personally, or is that just overblown?
No, it is. It is. I mean, you know, but it's still, we knew we couldn't have let those outside things affect us. You know, sometimes if you sit and listen to that, you can believe it. And I think we had a little talk last night, but don't lose the thing in the locker room. You know, and you can psych yourself out. You know, we try to reinforce to our guys, defensively especially, that we play against the best tailback in the country. We play against the three best quarterbacks maybe in the country too. And I know we play against the best offensive line in the country. So, you know, you got to have some faith in what the things that you see on an everyday basis that you're going to be fine.
Did you have to have a power after that first drive? Because it didn't look so good early on.
No. Our guys knew. I mean, we knew there was going to be some different things. We knew it. And it wasn't the tempo of the things that happened. It's just getting yourself lined up. You know, we never got them into a third down situation. You know, and that's what you're so proud of these guys about is they didn't panic. You know, I think what Oregon has done and pride themselves in sometimes is being able to divide and conquer. You know, they get teams reeling, and all of a sudden they start seeing guys with their palms in the air. They start seeing guys pointing fingers. They start seeing guys that, you know, can't get lined up, you know, and they bicker. And, you know, we never had that. And that's a testament to the senior leadership.
What was the key on third downs against Bama and against Oregon? You guys dominated third down, and Urban even talked about it in his press press conference, how important that was in both wins, Luke.
You know what? I mean, it's our ability to mix things up. You know, I mean, we can play the four-man front, we can play the three-man front, we can play some different coverages, and they all have been consistent throughout the entire season. And I think that's where you've seen. I mean, we lost, let's be honest, we lost the Virginia Tech game because of third down. I think they were 5 of 7 in the first quarter. If they're not 5 of 7 in the first quarter against Virginia Tech, I mean, we don't lose. If we don't lose that game, though, I don't know that we're right here either, because it was a growing experience for all of us, and God works in mysterious ways, and that was something that obviously we needed, and you know what, we were consistent, we didn't change up a whole lot, and you see those guys could play their best ball at the end of the year.
Thanks, Luke.